Hey, how you doing?
Thank you so much for calling. Is this David?
Yes, it is.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good. Is this Janice?
It's actually Samantha. Ella has just left for the day, and if there is anything that you would like to convey or if there are any concerns, you can talk to me about it.
Well, I haven't heard from my edit team in almost a month. Yep, it's been almost a month. We were at the last chapter of my book to edit, and this thing should have been published and out the door already.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call Thursday night from, I don't know if his name was Isaiah or what, but I gave him another $5,500. And he said I would have the rest of my book on Monday yesterday, and it's still not here. I don't know what's going on. I'm beginning to think you guys are just taking the money and running.
Absolutely not, and I'm so sorry that you feel this way. Let me just go ahead and pull up your project, see what's going on there. And what was the name of the person you just mentioned you spoke to?
I want to say it was Isaac or Isaiah, but I'm not sure.
Okay, all right, that's completely fine. I can pull that out of the system, no problem at all. Let me just check what we have here, okay. And it's David Myers, correct?
Yep, M-Y-E-R-S.
Gotcha. Just give me a quick moment, I'm just pulling up your account here.
Yep.
Thank you very much for being on the line. Are you there, David?
Yeah.
I did review the project that has been there on Teamwork where you guys communicate, and I do see that there hasn't been any updates for a very long time. I truly apologize for this inconvenience, David. Allow me to get back to you till tomorrow morning. That's when I'm going to have a word with your production, editing team, and I will get back to you. Okay, I'm going to call you first thing tomorrow morning, in other words, and I'm going to make sure that the project... Okay, go ahead.
I got to tell you, I don't feel much credibility with you guys anymore.
I do understand.
A lot of promises have been made and no follow-through at all.
I do understand, and it's our fault. That is correct. The first thing that I'm doing, David, on your project is that I am officially filing a complaint against the project manager because she was supposed to get back to you. And I see a huge lacking in the communication area here. So I'm going to reassign you to someone well-equipped, and I'm going to expedite your project as well. So tomorrow morning, first thing, you're going to get an update from me and an estimated timeline. I promise you that.
Well, my estimated timeline was given to me last Wednesday night by either Isaac or Isaiah, whoever it was, promised me that my book would be done at the end of the night, published, and up for sale on the end of the night, the end of the month, by the end of June. And so I'm expecting that to happen the end of June for it to be out the door and up for sale.
I understand.
I also gave him the extra $5,500 so he could start the advertising and make me a website, and do all the other things that I already thought I had paid for, but apparently I didn't. With the promise that I would have the last of my book last night, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've told you that already, and right now I'm working myself up, and I'm trying not to, because I don't want to yell at you, because I don't think you had anything to do with this. But the promises I'm getting and the follow-up, it's not there, so you have credibility.
I understand. You know what, David, I completely understand, and it's okay if you're going to be a little bit rude to me, because I do understand that you're frustrated right now, and you haven't seen much for the amount that you've paid us. I'm not going to beat around the bush or anything. I promise you, I'm going to be on the project now. I'm going to micromanage it. By the way, I'm from the compliance team, so I do handle all the concerns. That's why I told you that this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take an action, and tomorrow, first thing, I'm going to get back to you, tell you what's going on your project, and see where we are at. So let me just ask you this. What time zone are you in?
Central.
Central, okay. And what time would be a good time to call you tomorrow?
I have nothing going on tomorrow. I'm an early riser. I get up at 6 or 7, so whenever you want.
Okay, so I'm in the Pacific Standard Time Zone. I'm going to call you around 10. Would that work? 10, my time would be noon, your time, 12 o'clock.
That's fine.
Okay, all right. Once again, David, I'm very sorry. I know this doesn't actually make you feel any better, but tomorrow, I assure you, once I have all the updates, it'll definitely change your perception. I promise you that.
Okay, I thank you, Mike. And again, my expectation is it's going to be published at the end of the month.
Yes, I got that. And I'm going to make a note of that right now and put it in the system so that the team that's working on your project is connected with this deadline as well. No worries at all. Okay?
Right. Okay. I'm going to
take
you
at your
word.
Yes, of course.
Right,
thank you so much for your time, David. Do not stress. I'll sort this out for you. Have a nice day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.